Turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. I am a project manager of a craft house in Eastern Estonia. We have a house where you can use different equipment for food, metal and ceramic. So I understand that you can make something of it, yeah? The main client is our local school that holds the craft lesson at our house. As the house is empty from 16 p.m. During the weekend and also all days during the weekends, I need to find some new target groups to cover the cost of the house. And the question is, whom should I target? What do you think? Raul, you may start this time.
Do they have tourists there?
Almost no. It's a very difficult. It's, I think, 10 kilometers from the main road. So you really have to, maybe not 10 kilometers, maybe less, but you really have to drive in order to find it. So it's not near to any touristic destination.
It's okay. If it's just 10 kilometers, it's very near. I've done it and I suggest it. If we turn to tourists, if you put up nice signs, I would suggest just one simple thing, and a little sign saying that make a gift or surprise with your own hands to your darling. It takes 30 minutes and you have to drive 10 kilometers. And then you have your teachers or people who instruct you. You have the different materials and you have some ideas, samples of what could be done. And actually it works because in 15 minutes you can do something with your hands to your darling. So this is my simple idea.
So have you tried?
I have tried it in Tallinn. It works really well.
Very good. Case solved. Artyom, what are your ideas?
Equipment for food, metal, and ceramic. I guess what I would do is I would target businesses. I would target businesses, and not even from you know nearby only, but a bit further also. And I would bring a person who is known to be a really good craftsman and maybe a bit of a team builder and market it as a way to have a kind of team building retreat, you know? I mean, all of us sit in front of computers all day long. Well, many of us, we sit in front of computers and in isolated cubes, you know, away from each other, just talking using Skype and SMS and whatnot, you know, phones and so forth. How good would it be to be in one room and for one day or maybe 2 days, just have a team do things with their hands?
Build team building. Something. It's a team building.
Yeah. Build something, you know, work, you know, get dirty in terms of, you know, working with their hands and asking each other opinion and relying on each other. You know, I think it could be really good opportunities and companies are always willing to pay a bit more.
Good. Anu?
I was thinking about also about companies, but a different type of, and I was more thinking about how to use the really local resources, and maybe not the companies that are established already, but maybe it would become a center for the local young people who want to work with crafts and who want to have their own companies in the future. Maybe they are just in the high school using the same classroom during the school time, but afterwards they really would like to do something with their hands and earn some money and maybe check if this would be the future profession or not. So I think that maybe some kind of cooperation with the young entrepreneurs contests or groupings or networks, there are a lot of them in Estonia, would help to really become as a really, let's say, seed place for young companies. As in all over the Estonian, in the rural areas, the big problem is that the young people don't want to stay. After the school, they are leaving either to Tallinn or any other cities, or also to abroad. So maybe it would be worth of trying to put some extra efforts on them in order to keep them as long as they can in the local area. And of course, they stay when they see they have a decent income and it's fun and they can really, really do something special. So this would be my idea. So, dear whoever you wrote us, there are three different ideas you can choose from. And if it's not enough, please write us again. And then next time we come with the next three new target groups. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we love to find solutions for your difficult problems. Thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.